Hi. Good night, everybody.
Live on a Thursday. Holy cow, does life happen quickly? It is verdict day, and we were not supposed to be live. We were supposed to have a totally different show, but once we found out that there was a verdict, everything changed. Every single thing changed. Everybody's schedule changed. We changed. Everything changed. So we are here now on official verdict watch live on LFA TV. Was totally expecting to pre-record today the pre-recorded episode. An interview with crypto legend Nick DiMondi will have to be tomorrow. Everything in the description of the show down there. You can you'll see it again tomorrow, folks. This is we have a verdict. It is in, and I do not have any information as to what it is, but we will, I'm sure, hypothesize, etc., about what that verdict could be. So here we go. Let's see if and make sure that our live chat is working. It is. So we are here. Now, there was various polling that has been done regarding what potential verdicts may do, how they may implicate the election. A whole lot that has taken place, or that discussion-wise, around what a verdict would mean. Some of the information, some of the polling, some of the data surrounding these the verdict, and some of the indicators, you're kind of left with a muddy picture. So we do not know what the verdict is yet. The verdict reading is going to be done at some point coming up. We've got eyes here. You can see. I'll show you on your screen. I've got AP's feed up. We're going to see exactly what it is that happens. But we are expecting to hear. Now, there was a report that the jury was going to be dismissed at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, it is beyond 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But we do have a verdict. So, and texts are coming in. All sorts of things are coming in here. Okay, here we go. According to Kevin Smith from Loud Majority, the judge has retaken the bench. And I believe he's following along on Twitter at Paul Ingracia's, on Paul Ingracia's Twitter feed. So I'm going to have to go ahead and look that one up, right? Get his Twitter feed pulled up as we await the verdict. Now, I would say this. I think the verdict is coming in fairly quickly, a little quicker than I would have wanted. And let's see. Andrew Giuliani is also tweeting about it. Trump is leaning over to converse with Todd Blanche. Blanche is covering his mouth while talking. Longer conversation in the Bove conversation. And Blanche is now leaning closer to President Trump. Trump is talking with Emil Bove, one of his defense attorneys. They lean closer to each other. So this is all stuff that is coming out from Andrew Giuliani, Paul Ingracia. Paul says the courtroom is buzzing in nervous anticipation right now. We will keep that page up, locked and loaded. We'll keep the video screen that we have on the side locked and loaded. And we'll just have to wait and see what the verdict is. I think the verdict is coming in too quick for it to be a hung jury. Now, there are three options, obviously. We'll get to what those three options are. It's not all doom and gloom. And there are definitely interesting indicators with regards to who would be moved and who would be impacted by a Trump guilty verdict or not guilty verdict. So we have a story about that as well. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends at OFP Farms. That is Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms, OFPFarms.com, OFPFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got my, yes, I do. It's in my pocket. My Goat Kisses lip balm. We love this stuff. This stuff is amazing. This is OFP Farms. You can find this stuff at OFPFarms.com. If you are like I was, just a little over a year ago, an avid chapstick user, you will find yourself right here you will find yourself right here with Goat Kisses Lip Balm. Now, apparently some folks in the chat are saying that a guilty verdict has been delivered. Let's go ahead and see if make sure that that is the case. We'll go to our trusted sources here on Twitter. There it is. Donald Trump found guilty on all counts, 1 through 34. Donald Trump found guilty on all counts, falsifying business records. What the other crime was, we have no idea. Donald Trump has been found guilty in the witch hunt, kangaroo court, Judge Mershon trial. A sick, disgusting day here for the United States of America. Donald Trump found guilty. An absolute garbage case, but it's not the end of the world. It is not the end of the world. And we're going to talk about all of the different options, what may be happening as a result of this guilty verdict in just a second. From the kangaroo court, guilty verdict, Judge Mershon's courtroom, thumb was on the scale, guilty on all 34 counts. That's just wild. And you could expect an appeal. I'm just looking at the information that's coming in right now. Trump found guilty of all 34 counts. He'll definitely appeal, and we'll see how long that process is going to take. But before we get to that, let's get to OFP Farms. Let's talk about our amazing sponsors. They're chasing the American dream, even though the United States of America has just sustained quite the black eye here, quite the black eye with this verdict. It will be appealed. We think, obviously, a lot of people think it'll be overturned on appeal. They may be able to, as Mark Levin suggested, to file an emergency appeal and a stay of any sort of sentencing or ruling with the Supreme Court because of the implications. So we will see what all of those different options are, what all of those different things look like. But first, a word from our friends at OFP Farms, Goat Kisses Lip Balm. Here's Russell Schneider calling me as if he doesn't know that I'm on. We're going to embarrass him right now. Let's see. Russell, what does Sean do at 5 o'clock Eastern time every single Monday through Friday, Russell? What do you think happens? I'm live, brother. I'm live. I'll call you in a little bit, okay?
did you see the verdict?
Yes, Russell, I'm talking about the verdict. I'll talk to you a little bit. I love you, pal.
Tell everybody I said hi.
All right, they hear you. You're on speakerphone. I had to do that. Sorry. Oh, man. Always a good time. Always a good time when we're live. Folks, OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated patriotic America First goat farm that provides quality goat milk products for everyday use. And right now, the OFP family is currently honoring fathers with exquisite custom Father's Day gift sets that are both thoughtful as well as luxurious. Here are some of the key reasons why OFP Farms stands out in creating incredible gift sets. OFP Farms is known for using high-quality products in their gift sets, ensuring that the recipient receives items that are both luxurious and meaningful. They pay attention to detail. They pay attention to every detail in their gift sets, from the packaging to the presentation, ensuring that each gift set feels special and thoughtfully curated. They are hell-bent on customer satisfaction. Thousands of five-star reviews. OFP Farms, with a proven track record of satisfying customers and exceeding expectations with their gift sets, and they add the most incredible personal touch. They understand the importance of honoring the special people in your life, and their gift sets are designed to convey thoughtfulness and appreciation to the recipient. Now, there are a lot of different options you could choose to go with for Father's Day, but each purchase brings OFP Farms pure joy and gratitude for the customers who consistently support OFP Farms and their mission. Visit their website, OFPFarms.com, at www.OFPFarms.com. Take an extra 15% off already discounted gift sets for Father's Day. Don't forget to use promo code LFA at checkout for that 15% off. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA, OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. Last but not least, the LFA TV store. And then we'll get to this guilty verdict, which is a sham. It is disgusting, but we'll get to it. We have to talk about it. It is the news. I somewhat expected it. And when it came through this quickly, we knew it wasn't going to be an acquittal, and it probably wasn't going to be a hung jury. So anyway, LFA TV store, you see it on your screen. I've got the red LFA TV flannel on right now. It is beautiful. Nobody looks better than I do in it. Sorry if anyone thinks so. You're wrong. That's just the way that it's going to be. LFATV.us, click on that store tab. You got the $10 overstock list as well. The LFA TV flannels, all sorts of great stuff. LFATV.us, or you can go straight to the store by going to jeremyherald.com/store. That's jeremyherald.com/store. Why is Bad Moon? Bad Moon is saying it's Mo time. Is it Mo time? Yes, it is Mo time.
It is.
Well, it's Mo time because we have 2,500 people here. This is Mo. This is the hedgehog, the McCarthy era hedgehog. If Mo was on the jury, we'd have a hung jury, but we don't. We have a guilty verdict, which is completely and totally ridiculous. Okay? So the prosecution never, until closing arguments, laid out what the underlying crime was that elevated Donald Trump's quote-unquote falsified business records to a felony charge. No idea what that crime was. Then the crooked judge decides they're going to call, getting another call from somebody now. It's like we don't see what's going on. It's just unbelievable. Then you have the crooked judge, okay, who decide, because we don't know now. I mean, I guess we, unless we get the verdict form, you could have gone 4-4-4. So four jurors could say that Donald Trump was guilty of falsifying business records to falsify other business records. That's your secondary crime. They can, four other jurors could have said that Donald Trump was guilty of falsifying business records to conceal a tax crime. And then the third crime was four more jurors could find that Donald Trump was guilty of falsifying business records to conceal a campaign finance crime. So the jury didn't even have to be unanimous and admit that they knew the entire scope of what was actually going on. And you still have a guilty verdict. Hey, to all you folks out there who decided that Lee Zeldin wasn't the right choice for New York, a lot of people out there say, oh, you know, he's not really a Trump guy. You know what Lee Zeldin's first, what his promise was day one? Do you remember what it was? Day one, he was going to fire Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if that happened? We were so close to New York. But the point of the matter is this. Look, folks. So let's set a couple things straight. We're going to have a little tough love here, okay? We're going to talk about what this means also with the polls, but I want to set something else up here real quick. I know there was a huge rally in the Bronx. Massive. Absolutely monstrous rally in the Bronx. Okay? And it was exciting to see. And obviously Donald Trump was right there in the Bronx and middle of New York. He had court. AOC was telling you all about it, right? Oh, well, he can't really leave because it's an ankle bracelet, blah, 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 blah. But there was a lot of talk about, can Donald Trump flip New York? There was a lot of talk about that. Can Donald Trump flip New York, right? Well, I want you to look at this sample size of 12 jurors and what they just had to sit through for five or so weeks, what they just had to sit through. If there was any chance of flipping New York, you wouldn't have had this guilty verdict, I think. Well, there's more people outside of Manhattan. Well, but Manhattan dictates the way the state goes. I hate to tell you that. I hate to break it to you. And Alvin Bragg won his election in Manhattan with 87% of the vote. Kathy Hochul won Manhattan in the gubernatorial election with upwards of 80% of the vote. That's not to say if you're in New York, you give up. That's not to say if you're in New York, you throw your hands up and you say you quit. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's not what it was. That's not what I'm saying to do. But I'm saying to have realistic expectations going forward. Now, realistic expectations going into this trial, I was telling you for the last couple days, an acquittal is probably not likely. What did I say yesterday? I said this yesterday. The faster the verdict comes back, all right, the faster that it would come back, the worse it would be for the defense. Because you're far more likely in the venue, New York, to find 12 people that would be ready to convict Donald Trump than you would be to find 12 people who would not think Donald Trump is guilty, especially not this quickly. The best case scenario was a hung jury. The best case scenario was a hung jury. We didn't get that. We got the conviction. Now, this judge, Judge Mershon, his jury instructions were a disaster, right? Having the jury basically decide it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and whatever you help yourself to, as long as you help yourself to something, you can say that he's guilty. It's like he steered the jury with his instructions alone. He steered the jury to a guilty verdict. I was just watching Marie Harf on Fox News earlier in the day. She's a complete clown. I get it. Talking about Justice Samuel Alito, the left, right? Here's the left. Justice Alito's wife. This is what I want you to focus. Watch this hypocrisy. Justice Alito's wife had an upside down flag and it's a symbol of January 6th protesters. And he needs to recuse himself from everything that has to do with Donald Trump. He's got to recuse himself. Okay, how about Judge Mershon? Let's go down this road real quick, because I sound like Trump, but I don't have a gag order. Right? I don't have that. You can't stop me, you stupid son of a bitch. You can't stop me, okay? Judge Mershon's daughter. This is not a conspiracy theory. Judge Mershon's daughter financially benefits from this verdict that we're talking about today. Judge Mershon's daughter financially benefits from the guilty verdict that we are talking about right now. You say, well, how do you know that? Because her client, one of them, is Kamala Harris, who is the vice president. Where? I can't snap my fingers and put it on. I don't know where to find it. Trump is speaking right now. I'm going to see if I could find it for you. If anybody knows where I could see it, that would really help out, because then I'll be able to put that up for you. Let me see. I'm going to try and find it, because I have no idea where his remarks are. We'll see. I don't see. Is there a live stream somewhere? Is there anywhere that I can find it? If there's anywhere that I could find it, that would be great. I think I've got it here. Let's see. I'm going to try and let me try and get Donald Trump. Hold on. Well, yeah, I know, but sometimes you can't do that because of legal reasons. So, but if it's on YouTube for free, it should be fine. Let me get Trump's speech. Let me get Trump's stage all ready for you. Give me 1 second. I know Trump is speaking right now. We can at least get the audio in here, probably. Let me see what I can do. Let me see. Yeah, that's not going to work, unfortunately. There's just a lot of limitations here. Let's go into this. That's our chat. Let's go to this screen. We have no image. We have nothing. This is just fantastic. So Trump is speaking now. I have no access to his speech because nobody could tell me where to go for it. All right, Trump's speech is over, so we don't know what he said. All right, sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what he said or. Well, I have him on right now. If you want to listen. Here, I could actually probably rewind this for you. You want to listen to it?
A divided mess. We're nation.
Let me see if I can get to it.
You can.
Yeah, I just don't have the. Let's see. Here's Trump.
Wrong. I'm a very innocent man, and it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution. Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration. In order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent. And I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win. Because our country's gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess. We're a nation in decline, serious decline. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists. And they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble. But this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Why should the voters vote for a convicted felon?
All right, that's all he said. So that's all he said outside of the that's all he said outside of court was basically that it was just rigged. I'm sorry I couldn't give it to you better, but at least we were able to see it. This ruling, now I'm not going to, this is not what I'm going to do here. I know there's a lot of coping, a lot of, this is going to help him. This is going to, folks, nobody knows if it's going to help him or if it's going to hurt him. But I will tell you this, 9 times out of 10, and I know Trump is the wild card. 9 times out of 10, I know Trump is the wild card. Running for office as a quote unquote, I'm not saying it's right. Running for office as a quote-unquote convicted felon is not ideal. Can we agree on that? Do you think we could agree on that? If you are a quote-unquote convicted felon running for office with that as a descriptor is not ideal. Would that, is that fair? You say, Brennan, would you say that's fair? If you're a convicted felon running for office... Running for office is not necessarily having that on your as a descriptor of you is not a good thing. Convicted felon.
Yes.
It's not a good
thing.
Not
a good thing.
Not a good thing, right? If I'm running for office and I'm a convicted felon, it'd be easy for my opponent to say you can't trust him because he's a convicted felon, right?
Right.
Even though I want to, yes, I understand everybody's going to say, but he did nothing wrong. It doesn't matter right now. Where was the trial held? It was held in New York. Do you want, if you're in New York, do you want to keep funding this bullcrap? No, I don't. And I don't think many people would if they were in New York. That is why, one of the reasons why I left New York. That's one of the reasons why I don't care how much bitching and moaning and crybabying and temper tantrums there were. You don't come into the city. Because I'm not funding Alvin Bragg. Right? New York, specifically New York City, specifically Manhattan, is a hellhole. And they have just stained this country. Now, I don't think this stands up and lasts through appeal. But all of the legal scholars, all of the information, all of the reasons why the case never should have been brought. How did Alvin Bragg prosecute a federal election? Like, how do we do this? All the people who say that's impossible, it doesn't matter because New York is not a place where reality and logic rules, folks. It just isn't. What's up?
We have a common question.
Okay.
Can he still run for president?
Yes.
Okay.
He absolutely can still run for president. This does not take him off the ballot. This may not even keep him from campaigning. This may not even keep him from campaigning. Because what's most likely going to happen, what I've been seeing, everyone's been talking about what happens if there's a conviction, is what's most likely going to happen, they'll set a date for sentencing, but because of the appeal, they're going to stay. They're going to pause the enforcement of the sentencing. Okay? So even if he's sentenced to house arrest, if they stay the sentencing and all of that through appeal, he'll be able to go out and he'll be able to campaign. Now, I was just talking about how the left made a big deal with Samuel Alito, the upside down flag. They want him to recuse himself. Okay, first, before we talk about a Supreme Court justice, can we talk about Juan Merchan, his daughter absolutely cashing in on his case? Can we talk about how randomly he keeps being selected to be the judge hearing Trump-related cases in New York? But before we talk about those things with the left, because they're not going to listen, they're going to be celebrating, he's going to prison. He's not going to prison because he's a first-time offender and it's a nonviolent crime.
Would that be house arrest?
They may not even sentence him to any confinement.
Oh, okay.
It may just be... you could have jail time, I think, up to 4 years for these convictions. But they can do house arrest, they could do probation, conditional release, all sorts of stuff. Now, the judge may very well sentence him to jail. Now, I am a believer in this. Everyone said, well, the conviction's going to help him. Well, we don't really know that. But I do think if he goes to jail, that will help him. I do think if he goes to jail, that will help him. Let's talk about data, though. real quick. And maybe we'll do calls again today because this, I'm sure everyone's got questions, thoughts, a lot of stuff. So we'll open a phone line in just a second. We can let that start going. But I want to go to PBS real quick. Here's a story. You know, I usually trim up the headlines and all that stuff and have it packaged up nicely for you. But I want to show you that there is a story. I'm not pulling it out of my butt. Here it is. An NPR Marist poll. A jury deliberates, and it's now deliberated, on former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money charges in New York. 2 in 3 registered U.S. voters say a guilty verdict would have no effect on whom they plan to vote for in the presidential election. 67% of voters said a conviction would make no difference for them in November, including 74% of independents. That is a significantly higher number than the percentage of either Republicans or Democrats who said it wouldn't change their vote. So what that means is that the majority of independents don't care. But some of them still do. Some of them still do. 25% of Republicans said they would be even more likely to vote for Trump. That's only a quarter of Republicans if he were found guilty by a jury. While 27% of Democrats said they would be less likely to vote for Trump. That's okay. They were Democrats. A split that underscores hardened partisan perspectives on candidate Trump. Republican strategist Doug Hay said he thought a guilty verdict would give a subset of voters something to think about, but not a ton of voters. Narrow slivers of Republicans, 10%, and independent voters, 11%, said they would be less likely to vote for Trump if he is found guilty. The latest poll also asked voters whether Trump being acquitted would affect their vote preference. A large majority, 76%, seemed to say a not guilty verdict would keep the status quo as well, saying the outcome would make no difference to them on election day. Now, that's a hypothetical. The difference now is the mainstream media is going to be weaponized and they're going to drive this home. Trump is a convicted felon. He was convicted by a jury of his peers. He was convicted. He's a felon. He could face jail time. And this is going to be the messaging that is going to be pounding you, pounding you, pounding you, pounding you, pounding you, and pounding the American people for the next, 5 months. And that's not going to be easy. But Donald Trump, on the other side of that, strategically, tactically, can say, we knew that was coming. We told you it was rigged. I was right. We did nothing wrong. We're going to appeal it. That will be our vindication. But right now we have an election to win. Were you better off 4 years ago? Because I want you to understand something right now, okay? This is probably the most important thing about this guilty verdict. You ready? Is everybody ready? In 2016, Donald Trump won. He goes through 4 years of a presidency, leaves in 2021, and now we're here. But throughout his entire presidency, between 2017 when he was inaugurated and 2021 when he left office, this stuff had already occurred. Even if you believe it's felonious, even if you believe it's serious, it had already occurred. And he still delivered better results than Joe Biden has delivered over the last 4 years. Right or wrong? Right. Okay? You were doing better under Trump, and this stuff had already happened. This is not stuff that he did over the last 3 years while he was out of office. This is stuff that had taken place. The statute of limitations had run out on this. The only way they were able to bring it back is with this weird theory that he was concealing another crime. And then the jurors didn't even have to agree on what that other crime was because of the jury instructions. So this stuff made no difference in how Donald Trump executed his presidency. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You had all this stuff floating around while he was president already. It had already taken place and it had no effect on him whatsoever. But that's not my point. My point is it had no effect on him. It didn't impact how he ran the country. He ran the country well. And now we find out that, you know, a jury says that he did something wrong here, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not national security secrets. None of it is. It's bullcrap that was brought into a venue that is swarming with left-wing activists that hate this guy, that said he's guilty simply to hit him in this political process. Remember, CNN even admitted that this whole thing was a political case. Watch.
What Michael's getting at is the burden of proof is an important one to remind everyone. It's on the prosecution, right? They need to prove beyond reasonable doubt that that Donald Trump broke the law. And you think, after listening to all of this, you think they fell short? How?
They fell way short, because let's start with reason.
That is the wrong clip. This is the one that
I
wanted.
I think that it's very likely this is the only trial that we are going to get before Election Day. And this case is not a slam dunk, which means that Donald Trump may very well not be convicted. Acquitted is the worst case scenario for Democrats, because then it's the only trial you
worst case scenario for Democrats. Why was there even a best case or worst case scenario for Democrats if this case wasn't political by nature in the first place? Obviously, it was political by nature. They could have done this 7 years ago. They chose not to because they knew that Donald Trump would be running on a strong platform with a stronger track record that would present a threat to their power and to Joe Biden remaining the president of the United States. Okay, this all makes sense in any way to me. Hopefully it makes sense to you. And I actually think I agree with Natalie Jets 317, first time for everything. Why did everybody up here upset? What did you think they were going to find? Not guilty, are you kidding me? He doesn't know how to use punctuation, but that's okay. If they would have found them not guilty, he would have been president right now. That's very true. I don't think you have anything to worry about here. This is not the end of the world. The amount of voters that say they're going to be swayed are small, and that's now. Fast forward 5 months, you're at Election Day. Fast forward 5 months into Election Day. Do you think people are going to care that Donald Trump was convicted on garbage, hush money payments? When their eggs, their gas, groceries, clothing, costs of living, utilities, etc. are through the roof. We've seen polling up until this point kind of bake these results in. People were expecting the guilty verdict because of the venue, not because of the conduct of the defendant. And that's very important. It's important to think about. It's important to know. And when you go, yeah, I'm supporting Trump. Well, he's a convicted felon. Can you explain to me what he did? But this is going to be a battle that we're going to have to fight.
And we have Jeremy call in if he wants to. He wishes that he was on chat right now to explain.
Yeah, Jeremy, call the number 631-527-4545. Call it right now. We'll pick up. We'll chat in right now. If he can call in. He wants to call, he can call in. Yeah. 631-527-4545. Let Jeremy call first, then we can open it up to other folks. But if he calls right now, we could certainly have him on. Everyone looking at this is what I'm worried about right now is not Trump. It's literally the future of the country. And I don't want to see, I don't know, the precedent that has been set here has been horrifying. It's horrible. This is what happened. We literally sanction other countries for the garbage that is being done here. But I think Mark Levin raises a great point. There he is. I think Mark Levin raises a great point. Emergency appeal to the Supreme Court. Let's see. I think we got Jeremy here. We got you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good. Let's go. What's going on?
All right, so I'm sitting here watching you, and obviously we expected something like, you know, all this to happen. We, you know, I didn't predict one way or another which way it was going to go, because everything that you've been saying in your show is right. He 100% was in the worst area that this could possibly happen. We knew that the deck was stacked against him, and if you don't think that he and everybody else out there prepared for this, then you haven't been really paying attention. And what I'm calling to tell people is pretty much everything that you're saying about this, about the stay and about the appeal and all that is 100% on. It's 100% spot on. And once he, like, I don't know, I doubt he will appeal the decision until the sentencing, because he wants this to go out, you know, pretty as long as he can. The right. Good news is here, folks, he's out of court. That's number
yep.
one.
That's right.
He's out of court every day. He's on the road. He's back on the road. He's campaigning. He's grinning. He's winning. That's what he does. That's when he's on his best. That's when the best things happen. And he's going to go out there and he's going to get a coalition of people. And he's going to raise more money in the next 30 days than any candidate has ever raised in the history of these United States of America.
Yeah, you remember how much he raised after the mugshot, Jeremy? Remember when they said the mugshot was it? You know, I was watching Kaylee, and McEnany has gone way off the deep end. She's lost the plot, but she brought up a good point today, right? She said, every time you said they're going to get him now, right, the walls are closing in, indictments would sink him. It didn't. The mugshot would sink him. It didn't. A conviction will sink him. It's not going to. It's just not going to.
No. And look, I've said it on my show every day, every single day. They knew they would get a conviction in New York. They also knew that it would be flipped as quick as they made the decision. But the damage is already done. Right? The damage is already done. Now Trump has to go through this crap. He has to spend more money, but the damage is done to them too. They knew that this was going, that they were going to convict him. They know that it's going to get flipped over as soon, like I just said, as quick as it happened. You know what I mean? But the best thing that Donald Trump does and what he can do is he can tie this up in litigation. He can tie up the, he can appeal the decision. He can appeal the sentencing. And one thing that he has that all of us don't, and nobody's ever had in this situation ever before, is a Secret Service detail and billions of dollars, former president of the United States of America with Secret Service detail protection for life.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop at Rikers Island's door, number one.
Right.
And number two, if he does do any time behind bars, it would be an emergency junction that the Supreme Court would step in and hear immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
And he would willingly go in there with Secret Service protection just to get the picture around the world, and he'd be out in no time.
That's right.
You got to understand something here. President Trump knew this was going to happen. Everybody knew this was going to happen, and he's got a billion reasons to be like, I wouldn't say celebrating because America kind of dies with this stuff.
Yeah.
But he knows he's got him trapped right where he wants him now. And this is not, like I said, they knew they were going to convict him and they knew that it was going to be overturned. That's not what they care about. What they care about is the view and all these idiots for the next month, like you said, going, oh, now we can call him an actual convicted felon.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
And that's the point.
This is TV.
And that's all it is election interference. It was just about getting the conviction, even if it doesn't stand, so that they can say he was convicted by a jury,
That's right.
And the other thing about it is, you know, I wouldn't even doubt that an appeal was already kind of like the shell of an appeal was probably already written, and they could just plug in the different details. I mean, there are so many different... Judge Mershon, his daughter, right? How crazy is this? The left over Sam Alito with the flag, but they have no problem with Mershon's daughter and the relationship there in this case. I mean, it's complete nonsense.
I know.
There's no way... that they didn't have an appeal ready to go. Donald Trump yesterday sounded almost, I don't want to say defeated, but resigned to the fact that there was going to be a conviction and just something else he's going to have to put up with. But it's going to get overturned on appeal. It has to. It's just the conduct in this case is unheard of. And then here's the other thing. You know, the polling that came out, a lot of people say it. Sometimes the market will do this. You know, you'll see various, you know, stock markets, whatnot. A news event will be baked into the day's trading. And I think so many people understand what you're saying, what I'm saying, and what the audience is saying, that this venue, right, this venue is so heavily blue. Alvin Bragg won with 87% of the vote, right? That means there's a 13% chance any of those jurors were not a person who voted for Alvin Bragg, right? So same thing with DC, right? The January 6th case, I said all the time that was going to result in a conviction because every other case that's been held over January 6th in that venue has resulted in a conviction. They put a guy in jail in New York over, you know, manufacturing guns. They put someone in jail over a meme in New York. The Jose Alba. Example after example after example.
Well, so, remember, Sean, remember, too, they just want to do, they know it's like the impeachment stuff, right? They love to say twice impeached because he was. I mean, technically, he was. He wasn't convicted on the impeachment. Now they'll be able to say convicted felon, but he won't do time and he won't even be labeled that when it's said and done. But it doesn't matter. The damage, at least for that matter, is done. But anyway, I just wanted to come on since I'm not live at 5 anymore, and I wanted to reassure people here that there are so many silver linings out of this. Yes, it
100%.
Sucks, but I mean, come on. If you think that this right here is what killed America, America's been dying long before this. We knew this was coming, and we know where it's going. We know where it's going to end up, and that's with more money being raised, Donald Trump's hand being raised, winning, 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 and all of us seeing our 401ks and our lives come back in about 9 months.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And I think, look, I don't know if the conviction outright helps him, but it does vindicate what he's been saying about how the system's been coming after him. I mean, I think it's the perfect person to happen to. And if he spends a second in a jail cell, it's game over. Then the election's on a silver platter. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Sean, good coverage. And you keep killing it. Will's next. He'll keep everybody updated. But just keep that fighting spirit, everybody. And all you got to do is look like Trump's lawyer every day that stands right next to him, and you'll be just fine.
That's right. All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. God bless everybody. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See you later.
Thank you. Jeremy Harrell. There you go. Live from America every day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. So that's pretty cool. Jeremy called it. And 100%, I mean, I agree with everything he said. Look, this is all this is about now is the labeling game. All they want to do now is say Donald Trump's a convicted felon. And for the next couple of months, they're going to have the ability to do that. And how many people is that going to sway? I mean, ask yourself this. In 4 months, in 3 months, in a week, in 2 weeks, are people really listening to The View, hearing them call Donald Trump a convicted felon and saying, all right, you know what, now that he's been convicted over something that really doesn't matter and didn't matter when he was already president, is that going to shape their decision at the ballot box? It's kind of like the Taylor Swift thing where they were like, oh my goodness, 20% of people say who follow Taylor Swift say they will vote for who she says. But the other poll said 18% of people who follow her would vote against what she says. So it cancels itself out. And you're seeing some of the same reflections born in this polling. And by the way, Marist and NPR and PBS, these are not friendly outlets. These are not friendly pollsters. And the fact that they're finding that this conviction, it was a hypothetical conviction, now it's a realistic one, was not going to impact how people felt significantly going into the voting booth, going into the election. It probably means there's even less of an effect than what this poll actually found. Donald Trump, I think there was something on IA polling yesterday on Twitter that he had a very small lead in the betting markets before the trial started and after the trial or reached this case at this point. He has a 19 point lead in the betting markets there as well. So, folks, I do not think this is something to panic about. I do not think this is something to lose sleep over. I do not think this is something to lose hope over. I think this is something to be motivated by. You understand what I'm saying? It's time for motivation. Do you enjoy seeing the justice system do this to political opponents? Because I can tell you this honestly right now. I don't want to have to use the justice system against my political opponents unless they broke the law. Actually broke the law. Provably broke the law. I don't like seeing stuff like this. This is motivation for me to put on an even better show from this point going forward. I hope this is motivation for you to be even louder, even more steadfast, even more motivated, even more, I don't want to say excited, but driven to leave it all on the field over the next 4.5, 5 months going into the election so that we can put an end to stuff like this. I hope that makes sense. I hope we don't look at this and go, that's it, it's over, because it's not. It's not. They put him in a jail cell, the election's over. You know that. You know that. Not for Biden, for Trump. He's going to win if they put him in a jail cell. It's done at that point. America loves an underdog, don't they? Right? They love the underdog story every single time. Rudy, great movie. They can make a movie about this. Right? This is not Donald Trump's election is over, panic. Oh my gosh, no. This is we can be angry that it happened. We can be upset that it happened. We can feel like we got gut punched that it happened. Not because of Trump, because of the rule of law in our country as a whole. But we don't lose hope. We don't give up. We use this, we swallow this, we use this as fuel. That tomorrow wakes us up. It's a Friday. It's a kick in the ass. Right? It's a kick in the ass. It's a slap in the face. It's a wake-up call. Jeremy mentioned the silver linings, right? The silver linings. I said it the day Joe Biden was inaugurated and the day before he was inaugurated, that a Biden presidency, 4 years of it, would be the biggest wake-up call that America has ever gotten. This is part of that wake-up call. This is part of that wake-up call. So we are all going to do this together over the next 5 months, navigating this, but it's not even that hard to navigate. Just move on. All right, we knew this was going to happen. He got convicted in a liberal venue in a trial that was overseen by a conflicted judge. It will be borne out in appeals. I don't really care about that. I care about the election because it is inconsequential, the hush money payments. It's inconsequential to how this guy's going to govern. It has nothing to do with how he's going to behave and operate as a president because that's already been proven. 2016. From 2017 to 2021. These payments had already been made. All this stuff had already happened. Nobody thought it was a crime then. Now they look at it as a crime because he's a threat to Biden. Folks, give us a call. Let's do the last 10 minutes. Give us a call, 631-527-4545. But first, I want to talk to you about Ammo Squared. Lulu Red says, I want to go to a shooting range right now. Well, hopefully you have enough ammo. If not, you got to check out Ammo Squared. AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. And then we'll take a couple of quick calls. 631-527-4545, 631-527-4545. Folks, this is AmmoSquared.com. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition. Buy low, dollar cost average. Over time, cash out when prices rise or take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. It's a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. Customizable, buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. It's an automated set it and forget it ammo purchasing system. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select the shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and it's delivered automatically when you want it. There's no minimums, there's no memberships, there's no extra fees. You buy ammo on a small budget if you'd like, watch it grow over time like a savings account. You can even buy less than a box and even less than a single round, like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes and then it's shippable. You get free shipping on any order over $250. That's AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. Last up is Colonial Metals Group. We love Colonial Metals Group. A lot of people believe in buying precious metals. Tomorrow, we were going to do it today. Tomorrow, we're going to have our crypto expert, Nick DeMondi. We'll have our conversation there. We were going to run that today. Everything changed. We're still doing that tomorrow. I hope you guys can be here for that. It's a very interesting conversation. Folks, a lot of us believe having a substantial percentage of our financial assets secured with gold and silver is a good idea. That is why LFA TV has partnered with Colonial Metals Group. They'll help you set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where you can have access to all of your assets, no matter what the stock market or, for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. Here's a special offer for the audience. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number, and you'll receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. That's 888-688-1215. Or you can go directly to colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. That's colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. 631-527-4545. If you'd like to vent, 631-527-4545. We're going to ask that every call takes no longer than 1 minute. Here we go. Let's go to this one. This is Heather from Kansas City. Heather, what's going on?
Well, hey there. I wasn't sure if I was going to call because I was very angry, but then I kind of calmed down.
That's okay.
I'm not going to cuss on air, so
that's all right. It's all right to be angry. It's okay to be angry, upset with the circumstances, right? I'm angry when I go to the supermarket. I'm not going to go punch the manager of Publix because the prices are high. I'm going to go vote for Trump, but go ahead.
Right, exactly. And I have a question. So we're waiting on this immunity case, right, from the Supreme Court. Will that help this situation or no?
No. So the immunity case has to do with things that he did while he was president, official acts while he was president. Likely that's what it's going to be covering. Okay. And this, I think, was before the 2016 campaign. So he wasn't president when he, quote unquote, made these payments or falsified, blah, 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 blah. So that has nothing to do with this case.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was my one question. And I feel bad for him, but I don't, because I think this kind of empowers him in a way. You know what I mean? I kind of think it builds him up more. You know what I mean? I know it kind of makes him feel low for a minute, but then I think it kind of pushes him to go farther, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, and listen, I mean, this is the thing. So you had to, if Donald Trump is not a stupid guy, right? He had to have seen something like this coming, or at least known it was possible.
Yeah.
He sounded like he thought that was going to happen yesterday with some of his remarks. And now that's it, you know, and now you're sitting with a conviction, you appeal it and you move on. And I think that's what we all have to do. The left is going to get fixated on this. And then you could point at them and say, but folks, people don't care about that. They care about how much their food costs and how much their housing costs. They don't care about hush money. The only payments that they care about is the payment they have to make to buy goods and services. Yeah. That's it.
And I'm saying, we have three jobs between us two, and we still struggle. And it's like, you know, that's what we talk to our friends about. We have people at our church that are deacons and pastors who are Democrats, and we're trying to tell them why. Why are... what's the reason for that? You know, we're trying to, you know, build
that.
But
well, Heather, thanks.
I don't take all your time.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Sure. And it's always good hearing from you.
You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. We have one coming in right now. Let's see. Welcome to Ungoverned. Who do we have on the line here? Hello. Hello. Going once, going twice. Gone. Okay. Keep the calls coming in. 631-527-4545. Be ready. Remember to talk to the phone, not the computer. 631-527-4545 for some reactions you want to vent. We'll keep it clean, obviously, as Heather did, as everybody most likely would. Welcome to Ungoverned. Who do we have on the line here?
Bad Moon here. How's Sean today?
Oh, it is Bad Moon. We are doing really well. It's a Bad Moon on the rise, and Bad Moon's here. What's going on, Shane? How's it going?
Well, you know, as irritated as I get and as much as I want to get pissed, you know, we have a nation that has lost a lot today. It shows us where we stand.
Yep.
It shows what we need to fight for.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. Mo agrees. Okay, I just honked.
Mo!
No, but seriously, no, you're right. This is the problem. You know, it's sad. It's a gut punch to see that the United States of America has devolved into a country where something like this is possible, where something like this happens. But now there, it removes all doubt that the whole deep state, big government overreach, weaponization of the justice system, it's all very real. And we are now witnessing that, and it removes all doubt. So we use that to our motivation and we go forward.
Oh, 100% agree. And if this doesn't unite us, nothing on earth will.
That's
right.
We
just learned today that we're living in a communist country and we need to turn it around. We need to do it this year. So.
That's right. And we got 5 months to do it. And you're always right there. We appreciate all your hard work. Thank you so much, Shane. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Sean. And say hi to Brandon for me. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. All right. That was Shane Bad Moon right there. Let's do it and see if we can go with another one. Here we go. We have a connection. Let's see. Welcome to Ungoverned. Who do we have on the line here?
This is Fedora the Explorer.
Fedora, Dora, Dora the Explorer. What's up, Fedora? What's going on?
Not much. What's up, Sean?
You know.
Yeah, right? I was very disappointed hearing this news, having a leisurely afternoon by my pool, trying to give my pasty body some color.
Yeah.
And, reading a book by General Kellogg. I advise everybody to read that. War
Very
by
cool.
Other Means. Yep, totally.
Yep.
And but all is not lost. You know, like
That's
I panicked
right.
at first. I got a little mad, you know, I was beating my lawn chair. But you know, I think that we all this should put a flame up under us, like you were saying. We really need to remain focused and just stay focused, keep our eye on the prize, and that's Trump in the White House. That's constitutional law. We want our country to remain free.
That's right.
And wouldn't you agree, Sean, that this this actually can open the door to other former presidents being charged in a similar manner, right?
I think it could. You know, yeah, that's the problem. When you set these precedents, you don't know how they're going to be used in the future. So, you know, a lot of the times the left focuses on the now and not on the later, and how this could be possibly used against them. It's just going to take some Republicans with, you know, with some coconuts, right, to sit and do something. Huge. That's the problem, right?
Huge.
That's the problem.
Huge.
We need big. It's called cojones. We know about cojones. Well, Fedora, thank Definitely. You for calling. All hope is not lost. You are 100% right, and nothing changes. I say nothing changes. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Bye. All right, let's go to one more. Can we get one more in? 30-second call, because then we got to go. Will Johnson, I know, is chomping at the bit to get in here. So let's see. Here we go. We have Welcome to Ungoverned, 30 seconds. Who do we have on the line?
Mike.
Who is this? Mike.
Mike.
Mike, what's up, Mike?
Well, how you doing? I'm watching you right on TV right now.
Awesome, Michael. I'm glad to have you on the line. What's going on? How you feel about this? We got about 20 seconds left.
About the Trump thing?
Yeah, man.
It's bull crap.
It is. I agree. And nothing changes, right, Mike? You're still hardcore, ready to go, pushing for Donald Trump.
Trump all the way.
That's right. And I hope you're able to spread that word with all the other folks who are out there, who you know, that this doesn't mean anything. And the only payments we care about is how much we have to pay for food and for gas. I don't care about hush money. Nobody cares about that stuff. It did nothing wrong.
And besides that, didn't Stormy Daniels say that none of that ever happened anyways?
Well, she did in the past, and then she didn't. And, you know, this thing is ripe for appeal. The point is, damage is done now for the left. They get their fun. They'll be able to say convicted felon for a few months, and that's it. We can knock it out. There's no problem.
Yeah, and his ratings are going to go through the roof now.
I think you're right about that as well. Well, Mike, thank you so much. We got to run, but thanks for the call.
Yes,
and stay strong. Hold the line. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, that was Mike. He called in. That's very nice. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a quick hour. I know there was a little bit of chaos, but hopefully that was nice. We had a good 2,500 or so watching. Folks, head over to Farish Media, FarishMedia.com. Sign up for our email list. It's totally free. Make sure you're following this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. Hit the follow button. Don't miss a thing. We're on every day, 5 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned. Will Johnson is coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern time, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7, Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8. As President Trump says, and he still says it no matter what the nonsense jury says in Manhattan, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. May have to do it. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody have a fantastic rest of your day. Tomorrow we will have Crypto 101 with Nick DeMondi. It was supposed to be today. Then we had a verdict. Everything shifted. Newsmax had to shift their schedule. We were able to come on live for you. That was amazing. We were even figuring out if we can run like half the interview and then break in live after that. We didn't have to do that. So thank you for joining us. Hit that thumbs up button on the way out, because Brennan will still get you, even though the Brennan cam's off today. She'll still get you. So hit the thumbs up button on the way out. Make sure you're following this channel on the way out. We'll be back tomorrow. We're not live. Definitely pre-recorded. Brennan and I are going to be on the road going to an event. It's going to be a lot of fun. But make sure that you hit that thumbs up button here. Follow that channel. We'll be back tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, Crypto 101 with Nick DeMondi. This is Ungoverned. Thank you so much for spending your Thursday evening with me. We'll catch you next week live on Monday. Same time, same place, 5 p.m. Eastern. rumble.com/LFATV. Make sure you're following this channel. Hit that like button before you leave. Have a great rest of your day. Tune into Will Johnson next, and we'll catch you tomorrow.